This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with Radek Wierzakowski. I hope that's pretty close to the correct pronunciation. And he's a flight instructor in Norwood, Mass., and he started a project called the IMC Clubs, which has been so successful in Norwood that he's taken it nationwide. And so I'm going to let him explain exactly what that is all about and how it all got started. So, Radek, thanks for talking to us today. And why don't you just start out with telling us how this all began?
Yeah, thank you, Mary, for having me here with this interview. Most of pilots, when they obtain their instrument rating, most of them, they don't use it because they really are kind of afraid of going in actual conditions. And situation is perpetuating itself by flight instructors that get their instrument rating and their WI rating in simulated conditions. And therefore, there is this huge group of pilots that need help for somebody with more experience to simply mentor them and guide them through this type of experience.
Okay, so a pilot who's got his instrument rating or is working on his instrument rating and feels not quite as confident as he'd like to be and decides to join up with this IMC club, what exactly would happen there?
Okay, the IMC club, the general idea was to initially, two of us, actually myself and Ken Dustin, he's our vice president, we sat down and we said, let's gather more experienced instructors and pilots, and let's connect them together with people that need mentoring. And we started this at Norwood Airport, and we came up with a format that we're going to basically assign, as we call them, missions that are based on different levels of difficulty. So, for example, level one is you just go with safety pilot and get yourself back into instrument flying. Level two will be flying with CFWI, flight instructor. And that mission would require overcast of being no more than certain limit, and it's 1,500 overcast, and so on. And basically, we increase level of difficulty and decrease weather conditions. So pretty much to guide somebody slowly into this pool of cold water, if you will, just warm them up a little bit until they can fully swim. And also, we established meetings every 2 weeks. We were sitting down and discussing those missions. So somebody would go out there, they would fly with their instructor, and they would do something wrong or they would make mistake, nothing unsafe because it was level one. And they would discuss, they would come back and say, I shouldn't have done this, I did wrong decision here, so other people could learn from their mistakes. And we started rolling those meetings, and it became very popular. So we decided to take it nationwide, and we made press release, and it took off like a storm. From that point on, we said, why don't you set up chapters of this IMC club that we created and just copy our model? And we got inquiries from all over the country, and very quickly we established the first wave. We got, I think it was 6 or 7 chapters. We're currently now up to 16 chapters, and we have 4 of them in application process. And also, we came up with an idea at some point to simply, invite guest speakers. And that also changed format and created this model. So we not only discussed mission flown by somebody, but also had different guest speakers that were on subject of instrument flying and aviation and safety. Because I do strongly believe that pilot that is not proficient is going to be unsafe.
That's right, yeah. It could be challenging to maintain your proficiency, I know. And so are most of these pilots using the Garmin cockpits, or how do you deal with different kinds of equipment?
Actually, no, they were pilots from, you know, with old style, as we call them, steam gauges. We have pilots that fly glass cockpit. Personally, to be honest with you, I think glass cockpit, it's more difficult, even though it gives you more pieces of information there. You know, they have to be proficient the same way, regardless of what airplane you're flying.
Right. So how long are you finding it takes? I mean, if a pilot signs on and starts coming to these meetings, does it take, like, you know, 6 months or a year before they start to feel more proficient, or how has that been playing out?
We don't put any time frame on it. It's everybody's different. Everybody will learn different. We have actually literally people coming in. We have even not non-members coming into meetings, that people that work on their instrument rating. People do it at their own pace. We are not forcing anybody to, you know, to put any time frame on it. And, you know, we're a very young organization. We've been nationwide since November of last year, and we've been operating since July of last year. So I don't really have any data, if you will, to say that it takes this long or that long. But I suspect, you know, there will be some people that will take them 2 years. Some people will jump right into it, and it will take less time for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are you supporting this growth? You're not charging any membership fees, right? Or do you have any plan for growing the organization?
That's a very good question, Marian. A lot of people will ask me the same question, how you do it. You know, when it was small, we were supporting it simply out of pocket, and still most of the expenses are out of pocket. We are getting donations. We have, there's a way to go there and donate to the cause, and we definitely accept donations. We are thinking of some, you know, modest membership fee that would help us to maintain budget, because, I mean, whether we want it or not, we would have to go that route, because we simply get to the point that our expenses are getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, it's very difficult to just pay for it. But at this point, it's strictly out of pocket, and volunteers that volunteer their time and expertise.
Oh, okay, so you have organized it as a nonprofit organization then at
Correct.
This point. Yeah. So, well, that sounds great. I mean, it's something that pilots, you know, definitely have a need for, as you found, to maintain their proficiency, and I'm sure it makes them safer pilots. And so if people want to find out more, to find out if there's a chapter in their area or how they can start a chapter, how would they do that?
Okay, I would suggest first go to our website, which is imcclubs.org. It's clubs, plural. And if there is no chapter nearby, I would strongly suggest to just, you know, if somebody is a CFWI, just gather 2-3 people, let us know, fill out online membership application for chapter, and we'll help them to establish the chapter. We'll help them, we'll provide them with materials, with format, and, you know, some chapters, I go there personally.
Well, thanks for talking with us today, Redek. And is there anything else you think that we need to cover here that we maybe didn't get to?
You know, I can talk about this for hours, but perhaps
yeah.
Not today. So, yeah, I really appreciate your time, Mary.
This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. We've been talking with Redek Wierzakowski. He's a CFI in Norwood, Mass., and one of the founders of the IMC Clubs. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.